Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back to Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Back at you once again. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
Today we have a kind of timely episode. It's March.
Yep.
Of course, that means in the air, you know, we can smell it. The Easter eggs that are...
You. Ew, okay. You can smell the Easter eggs.
I mean, it's been there since last year.
Yeah,
you know, some people forget it. But also we have, March Madness is around the corner. And Harold kind of mentioned to us that maybe, just maybe, it's about time that we did another bracket.
Woo-hoo.
We already did the bracket, the Disney bracket.
Right.
We did the Thanksgiving food bracket.
Yep.
And so Harold has a nice surprise for us today.
Yeah.
But before we begin, you know, we've been trying to give you guys news in terms of fandom. And even though I think this is going to be the sixth time we've said it on this podcast, finally, officially, supposedly, Fox and Disney has finally merged together to form a huge-ass company. Like, I'm surprised this was not stopped. To be
Yeah. It's like, I have friends who are kind of like entertainment insiders and whatnot, and they were telling me that it just looked like it looks bad from a personnel
angle.
The fact that, like, the very first day they get rid of all those, like, marketing execs from Fox.
Right.
So it's like...
Yeah, and it's not even just the marketing. I do have some friends who are in the technical side of things. I mean, it's one of those jobs that you never thought of when you were in high school. But, like, my friend, he does basically the streaming component for Fox. And, you know, he's kind of on the bubble, too. So I feel bad for him. But at the same time, it's an exciting time for fandom. But yet, kind of a queasy, uneasy, weird part for a lot of the folks out here living in L.A.
So we've talked about some of the franchises that is potentially going to be in this merger. We have talked about, for a long time now, we talked about the X-Men.
Right.
We talked about how excited we are for the Fantastic Four. But, you know, there are some, I wouldn't say lesser known, but franchises that we really didn't think of. So I kind of wanted to ask you which franchises that, you know, that we're excited for. For example, and I think we mentioned this before, Deadpool is now part of this whole thing. And rumor has it is going to be the only franchise in the Fox superhero movies that's not going to be rebooted.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, Ryan Reynolds, it looks like he's really gotten a hold of that character, just kind of like how Hugh Jackman has with Wolverine. But, you know, if I'm not mistaken, Hugh Jackman's basically retired his role or his... him playing Wolverine. So definitely, I think that's a great move in both, for fandom and just for Disney to make money. Because if I'm not mistaken, the Deadpool movies have been making gangbusters consistently for the two, actually officially three movies, right? Because they did
that once
the first Deadpool 2, and then like the PG-13 Deadpool remix.
And even though it was not well received, it still
made Fox a lot of money. So yeah,
considering it was just basically a recut.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a PG recut.
So other franchises that you can think of?
I'm personally kind of excited for the... I'm kind of weary but yet excited about how Disney's going to treat some of the more mature, like, sci-fi fare that Fox had, which particularly I can think of is the Planet of the Apes franchise and the Aliens franchise. Those two great, movies, or I'm sorry, series... historically been, you know, on the rated R spectrum of things, but have been really well received and loved by audiences. And not to mention, you know, historically, it's been great genre films for sci-fi. The last few movies with Planet of the Apes the CGI actor, the motion capture guy.
Andy Serkis,
I'm sorry. Yeah, the one
Heston?
That... He's still alive.
They brought him back.
You damn dirty apes. But really looking forward to how they deal with it, how they treat it. Hopefully they treat it with just as good as respect and moving forward. And, you know, yeah, they get the studios supporting that.
Real side note.
Yeah.
Aside from Dirty Apes, I honestly don't know any other, like, quote from that movie except for... Dr. Zeus, which kind of leads me to the other one that I'm really curious about. They officially have The Simpsons.
That's crazy.
And so, like, you know, considering that's There was at least one or two things where The Simpsons kind of talked about the evils of Mickey Mouse. It's going to be interesting how they're going to be treated. You know, this is the longest running TV show ever.
Yeah, not just cartoon. Just TV show, period.
Yeah, ever. And so it's going to be interesting if Disney is going to cancel it or if they're going to continue with it.
You know what? Part of me feels like, you know what? The Simpsons are going to keep cranking out money because, to be perfectly honest, like Universal, I think that's one of their few, I mean, Universal Hollywood, I mean, you know, one of the few attractions that they have that consistently brings people in is The Simpsons or, you know, Springfield, I mean,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Like, what is going to happen with, like, these theme parks and how they've, you know, the...
I think they're just going to keep everything separately.
You think so? Okay.
If you, it's just, I don't know, I just feel like everything is just being too complicated. And literally, Disneyland will take up a whole city.
Yeah, it's going to be Anaheim.
And it's like, and I'm taking over more of Buena Park.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't know. It's just...
It'll be no Bueno Park.
Oh!
Zane.
Disney, if you're looking for writers.
Speaking of franchises in the parks, one of the ones that I completely forgot about, that it was Fox, is Avatar. You know,
the
blue alien.
Yeah, okay, the blue cat aliens, you know, right?
One of my favorites, of course. And, you know, it's funny that before this merger, Disney actually did a world in Disney World.
Oh, okay.
And now it's official. They were paying for rights and everything, and all of a sudden they own it, and they don't need to do anything.
How convenient. So, yeah. How convenient. Because if I'm not mistaken, too, speaking of completely taking over the rights, I was reading somewhere that semantically, like, technically Fox still owed a little bit of the Star Wars series. You know, at least the stuff that was distributed by Fox, the early, you know, the original episode 4 through 6. And yeah, I guess now, just like the X-Men and Fantastic Four, the whole thing is under Disney's, you know, wings now. So yeah, we'll see what they do with that too.
I think that's why, like, one of the things that I remember someone pointing out, and I kind of thought it was kind of cool, is A, we just saw Captain Marvel, you know, recently.
Oh, yeah.
And they were saying, oh yeah, you know, Captain Marvel, one of the main characters, or the, like, a main series of characters, are going to be the Skrulls, mm-hmm. which is, you know, a big part of the Fantastic Four.
Universe.
And then so they were like, yeah, you know, you can make the whole Super Skrull kind of thing. And the other thing that really made me kind of like, oh, you know, kind of cool, was I think the biggest wasted character in, like, most of movie history is probably Galactus.
Oh, Lord, yes.
And, like, yeah.
But they had the ominous cloud.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really dangerous cloud.
The same cloud that was in that was Parallax in a...
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, apparently. The same.
The other one was yellow.
Oh, sorry.
Parallax was yellow.
Galactus was purplish.
It was purplish.
I mean, like, you know.
In our canon.
But like, you know... He would make a great central villain for, like, the whole universe to go after. You know,
absolutely.
Right? And they could finally do that whole Adam Warlock series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said Warlock. You know, it's just But there's so many things that could possibly happen. At the same time, there's so many things that could just be a letdown because we're overexcited, and they just keep everything separately, which would be kind of. I think would be the smartest thing is to keep, like, Fox properties in terms of non-Marvel stuff. But everything else, like The Simpsons, like you said, any other movie franchises, keep those as separately under even the Fox banner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I am a consumer, but if I consistently keep seeing that everything is Disney owned, I'm just going to get sick of it. And, you know.
Consumer means you actually pay for it.
Okay. A renter?
So, speaking of keeping things separately, one of the things people forget is that Disney now owns a huge stake in Hulu. So, considering that Disney Plus is coming up, are they just going to incorporate Hulu there? Or are we going to end up having to pay Disney Plus and Hulu? And we're basically giving hand over fist to Disney, which we're all doing anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I think the mouse has his, you know, from top to bottom, dudes.
By the goofballs.
Yeah, exactly. Because if I'm not mistaken, you know, you're a huge consumer of Disney movies, and from what I hear, like, the archives or everything in the safe is going to be part of this Disney Plus service.
Yeah, eventually, down the line.
Wow.
Dude, I literally, like, when I saw that the Disney Vault is on Disney Plus,
mm-hmm.
that's the seller for me.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because I would always imagine that they would have TV shows and some movies, but if they're doing the full Disney Vault, that is worth $15 a month.
Yeah.
They go,
is it 15?
I'm just saying.
Oh, Let's keep it under
$12.99.
So last thing I wanted to ask before we move on to Harold's, because according to Harold, it's going to be really hefty and long.
That's what you know.
That was a setup.
That was right? big. That was an alley oop.
Yeah. Never mind.
Slum dunk.
We're gonna wait for this recording. I didn't even finish the word, even start the word, and he already came up
slumdang.
Slumdang. I was like, "Whoa! How did the hell that happened?" The one question I have then is, considering the timing, we have Infinity War Endgame in a month,
right? Just about, yeah.
Less than a month. Do you think, considering that they have the Fox franchise, do you think somewhere out there they're doing a reshoot for a
I think an end credit.
Oh yeah. Like, well, what? And that's my question. If because we can't have like a long, like 10-15 second thing. It has to be something where something just really quickly. What would you like to see?
Personally, I know Harold already mentioned it. I think Galactus in a human form or some kind of humanoid form would break the theater, would break the internet, and I would love that. And I think it would be a great, it's been 10 years, but it's hard to remember that Thanos in the end of the first Avengers movie, like, that's not the same actor. It looks like it was made in like a little green screen room. So it would not be past the Russo brothers and Marvel and Disney to say, all right, let's do a little something incognito that nobody will know about in a blue room or a green room, and then just whip up like a Galactus foreshadowing thing, and I would die. Like a silver streak or anything that shows something like that, yeah.
I think it would be great if, like, so, like, this whole big battle comes around where, you know, they bring back all these resurrected everything and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then when they, like, find a dimension that everybody's been dead has been hiding, like, a bunch of the X-Men are, like, right behind them and stuff.
Ooh!
I like that
one. Okay.
So, mine is literally, it'll take 2-3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just be kind of like the shawarma end credit for Avengers. You know, I just wanted, like, just somewhere at the very, very end, all, you know, the screen lights up again. It's just the Fantastic Four. The Human Torch does the four, the four symbol, and then it cuts out. Like, you don't need anything, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I just made myself kind of like. I'm just saying. Okay.
It's blue on your own arm.
Blue something. So, Harold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're proceeding.
The floor is yours.
Oh, the floor is mine.
That was the greatest, like, segue ever. That was
Sugiwi. So, right, so, you know, we've done the bracket thing a couple of times here. Last March, for our first March Madness episode, Lewis came up with a basketball one. And
I forgot the basketball.
Of course you forget, because Kobe lost.
So yeah, like, so...
And worst bracket ever.
We don't remember Dennis's answer to all the questions of... basketball was Kobe Bryant.
Five starting five. Positions.
Yeah. Kobe.
Basically, Kobe was the Dylan of basketball. Where we asked him who's the best five players of all time, and then I said Kobe. But yeah. So, and then our last bracket, we did the Thanksgiving foods ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why we enjoyed them so much, because we got actually into actual discussions about food, which made us sound
gravy.
Is it food? Is it really a dessert? So I've been seeing a lot of like different brackets online, and they're brackets that apply to us somewhat, but not really. So I found one that's kind of tailor-made for the three of us.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
You guys being, you know, the main... deciders, and me being the tiebreaker. Okay. All these. So the thing that I feel connects us more than anything else is our sense of humor, in that it's silly, it's corny, it's terrible.
And I find that very offensive.
And accurate.
Yes, this is true. Still, I'm offended, sir.
But, I mean, we do a lot of the things where we make ourselves laugh more than anything else. And we get
the only purpose of this podcast.
Yeah, is to make us, like, you guys who listen to us, you think that we're trying to entertain you. No, no, no. You have no idea.
No.
That the whole point of us meeting in person, because we don't see each other enough on digital, apparently, or on through the internet.
Say on digital?
On digital. Yeah. Streaming.
And Blu-ray. 3 months later.
See, more jokes. Horrible so jokes. Many,
but this is unfortunately, Lewis is not compatible with 4K yet. No.
I am, but I just don't use
He's still a boob tube.
Oh, that 480p, guys. So, with this one is, I've taken a list that I call...
Oh, a list? This is...
No,
this is
new? And then we're going to break it, and it's broken into a bracket because of that.
Is
a list of some of the funniest movies I think we've probably all seen.
Okay, okay.
And okay, now, before we do this, when we were talking about this, one of the rules that I told Harold is, you need to make sure I've seen these movies.
I'm pretty sure you've seen almost all of these. Okay, if you've missed one, I'm pretty sure Lewis has seen it. If not, then...
I'll lie.
I'll pretend like I do.
But, you know, for the most part, if we haven't discussed... So the thing that I try to do with the bracket more than anything is it's movies that we haven't over-discussed.
Okay.
Whereas in... Okay. Obviously, we had a whole episode of Three Amigos, so mm-hmm. I kind of threw that one out the window. But for the rest of it, it's all just like...
Oh my God, if at a certain point it's going to be Zoolander versus Zohan, I'm going
to
be...
No, see, I had to take Zohan out just because we literally made an episode where we made Lewis like want to watch that movie. So that kind of...
Which, by the way, he still hasn't watched.
I haven't seen it.
So that's why I kind of did that. So
you remember the Zohan.
Yes.
Yeah. And remember, you don't mess with the Zohan.
Fizzy bubbly.
So we're going to go...
Raspberry flavor.
I didn't put numbers for them, but I kind of matched them up where they might have been similar tone and they might have been similar theme, but you had to pick one.
Okay. Schindler's List.
Yes.
Jeez.
The funniest? Right next to... That's what, that one goes against Sophie's Choice.
Oh. I was about to say that.
So see? You get it. This is exactly how that bracket is going to go down. All right. So I'm not going to say this is number one, but let's start with...
Something.
Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
You guys both
seen it?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Versus, I don't know, maybe Lewis has seen it. I don't know if Dennis has seen it, but Superbad.
Oh, I've seen that one.
With Skinny, what's his name?
With Michael Cera and mm-hmm. Jonah Hill.
And Jonah Hill was kind of like in between the...
He's still getting fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like one of his first big movies.
Yes.
His breakout role, actually, if anything, yeah.
So Michael Cera right before Scott Pilgrim and Emma Stone in her star-making performance.
Wow, tough one.
I am going to go with just because I was able to appreciate more bad and Badder.
Super Bad.
Superbad, it was one of those movies where everybody said that I had to watch it, and it took me a while to watch it, and you know, finally I kind of broke down, and after I watched it, I was like, oh, it's kind of cute. You know, but Dumb and Dumber is still a classic. It's one of the movies where you know, you when you see it, you have to watch it. Like, I'm always angry when I miss the when they just get to where did they go? The
Aspen.
Aspen. Yeah. So when they just got to get off the motorcycle,
uh-huh.
and where they had like peed on each other, so they were kind of like stuck together. Every single time I miss that, I'm like, damn it. But I would go with Dumb and Dumber.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with Dennis on this one. I think Superbad has a great like cast, like you mentioned. Like I'm looking it up right now, but Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Emma Stone, Bill Hader are all in there.
Yeah,
great solid movie. But like just the fact that Dennis mentioned one scene and I'm already laughing. That's the strength of Dumb and Dumber was. It's like peak Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I it's hard to argue any other movie where Jim Carrey was at his best, worst, performance-wise. So, yeah, Dumb and Dumber for me.
All right. So, before we continue with this bracket, I think we might have a problem here. Remember, I don't like comedies where people, like, embarrass or hurt themselves.
Yeah.
So it's already going to... A lot of these things are going to be skewed in one way already. Just warning. Go ahead.
Okay. So the next one we have is... The Holy Grail. Versus...
Okay. I was like, which one's the
Holy Grail? Mighty Python.
The actual Holy Grail. The
real Holy Grail. Yes.
I was like, what is the Holy Grail of comedy?
Yes. So Mighty Python. Versus Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh my God! You would think that if somebody said those two,
you would automatically go Holy Grail.
But
I'm going to go first, and you know what? As much as I did have to hesitate, I'm going to have to go with Holy Grail.
Okay.
Just hands down. If you follow me on Twitter, which you should, at SmarkyFanboy, I have pinned my top five movies of all time, and Holy Grail is the top one of the top five. So, you know, as funny as Ace Ventura was, as but when it came out, I was in middle school, so that was like the best, because yeah. Like, he's talking out of his butt. Monty Python, as old as it, you know, it's a 40-year-old movie. It's still like so stupidly sophisticated if you think about it. And it's just such, got such classic clips of like the coconuts, you know, the questions, and the Black Knight, you know, and the Knights of Sandy. I can keep going. So I'm going to go with Monty Python on this one.
Let me double check. You said Pet Detective, right?
Yeah, I didn't. I said Pet Detective, not When Nature Calls.
Okay. Just because of that, and I don't know if and don't spoil it for me, but if this was When Nature Calls, I'm one of the, I don't know if, what people think, but I actually prefer When Nature Calls over
I do too.
Over Pet Detective.
But the only reason I used Pet Detective on this was just because it was the establishing for it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Still funny.
It's still funny. But like I said, like it, compared to the two, you know, for me, the comedies really is about like, moments that just get stuck in my mind. And you know, aside from I can't even remember like a specific one gag there, it was like all funny gags, but not one thing that shows up and like, you know, punches me in the face. But as Lewis said, Holy Grail just has like multiple parts over there, so I'm gonna go with Holy Grail.
Okay,
what if it was
Just because? Is it because of the rhino or the
Chicago?
Chicago.
the one where
the speed of a mongoose.
My favorite
reflexes of a mongoose.
I still do it every so often, like when I get hurt.
Yeah, I still do the
every single time I get hurt somewhere, I just have to point it with my hands, and I have to go.
Maybe I could consider that for next time.
Yeah.
Because I was literally like, should I do Pet Detective? But the thing is, I really thought if I put When Nature Calls in, sadly, it's going to go far
from, just farther than any of
them. All right. American Pie, the original American Pie.
Okay.
You know, Dennis, remember that one?
Oh, no. I'm a connoisseur of American Pie. I love me some pie.
Versus Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Oh, what are these brackets, man? You're killing me. Oh, okay.
I'll go first. Okay. I'll go first. I would go, and again, this is where the bias comes in. American Pie, even though I love that movie, it hurt me so much. Like, I can't, it's one of those movies, I don't think I've watched every single part of it, but I've never watched it in one sitting. It's one of those things where at a certain point, I'm like, okay, no, I can't go on. It's just painful to me. Like, you know, when he's there dancing in front of the webcam.
Yes. In front of the foreign student.
Yeah,
yes.
Or when,
oh,
when
Shannon
he's there.
Elizabeth.
Oh, Shannon, peak Shannon Elizabeth.
Only Shannon Elizabeth.
I'm an Allison Hannigan fan.
Yeah, you know.
And, you know, the flute and everything.
See the flute?
You know what? No, I'm changing my mind. Now that I've talked about this, I think I'm gonna go with American Pie.
Oh, okay.
I would, because it's a coming of age story, literally and figuratively.
Her name was Age.
Well, I think it was on himself, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, but even though it was painful to see, just him and is it Levy? What's the dad?
Eugene Levy.
Yes,
Eugene Levy. Just him trying to explain the pie, you know, like, and Eugene Levy trying to like make it. It's okay. It's all of us have urges. All of us have needs. And he's like, shut up, Dad. Yes, I think I'm going to go with American Pie.
Okay, nice. You know what? I think this is going to have to be the first tiebreaker then, because I'm going to go with Anchorman. I think it was one of the best performances. It's Will Ferrell's coming out movie, I like to say. A lot of
Scotch.
Yeah, a lot of stupid, quotable moments in that movie. I'm going to go with Anchorman. Nothing against, because I actually, American Pie has got a great a place in my heart too, because that came out in the late 90s when we were in high school. So it's like right there where we were going through what they were going through, except for the webcams, because I couldn't afford it back then. Yeah. And we didn't have foreign students in Burbank. So
there was no Chanel Elizabeth.
Yeah, and there were definitely no MILFs. Definitely no MILFs in Burbank.
Am I the only one who didn't find her attractive?
No, she's not.
Stifler's mom?
I think everybody was just like, huh?
Yeah, but hey, you know, congratulations on creating a whole new genre on Pornhub and all those other. Becoming part of the lexicon.
Congrats to those guys.
Congrats to those guys.
So with my tiebreaker, damn, it's a tough one too. But I suppose American Pie, kind of relatable because, like Louis said, for us at least, right when I was in, just finished high school, so I was in college as freshman. But Anchorman, I can watch Anchorman.
Yes.
Any time of the day. And as many times as I want. Because it's so stupid. It is like... Steve Carell would never have gotten The Office without Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
And...
loud noises.
Yeah. He never would have... That like, a whole show never would have been created because of Anchorman. So my vote is for...
Real quick, did you guys watch when Will Ferrell had an opportunity to do an NHL game?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was him as Ron Burgundy.
Oh, no, I heard about it, but I did not hear it. Really?
The funniest part was him.
It was like the Kings game, right?
Yeah, he kept on going, San Jose Sharks, no Stanley Cups. Oh, damn. You know, Ron Burgundy. Will Ferrell, hardcore.
Huge
LA
homer.
Fan.
Huge homer, yeah. And so damn. I missed that one. I gotta look.
It was earlier this week.
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening on the internet now, check out that clip.
Will Ferrell.
LA Kings versus the San Jose Sharks. Kings win. All right. Next one. Beer Fest versus Blazing Saddles.
Ooh.
Damn.
Oh. This is also everyone gets hurt. Let's go Lou first.
All right. Oh, man.
No, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. I will have to go Beer Fest because I can't relate to racist cowboys.
Cowboy sheriffs.
I can't relate to that. But you and I, all three of us, have tried at one point in our lives to do what they tried to...
Das Boot?
Yes. Chugging the, you know, like those huge steins just to see who can drink it the quickest. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why I have heart disease. Because of that...
That stupid movie.
Because of that stupid movie. And it's still one of those movies that I love watching. And it's so quotable, you know, or I would say quotable, but, you know, he has the eye of the Jew. He's our anchorman.
I was literally just watching it yesterday.
Or when he's explaining the physics behind Das Boot.
Yeah,
and they like, they scoop out the pee using his shoe. And everybody's like, oh yeah. And you're thinking, they just put that in the pee cup, and now they're toying with it. I think even though it is a classic, and I know that's sacrilege to a lot of people, even though it is hilarious, I am going with Beer Fest.
Man, tough choice too. You know what? I'm gonna go with Dennis on this one. I think Beer Fest wins, at least for in this room. Blazing Saddles is a classic. Without it, it's like the Star Wars of comedy. Like if it wasn't there, you wouldn't have the kind of comedy.
That's Spaceballs, bro.
Dang it. Also, Spaceballs not in this bracket because I put Blazing Saddles.
Oh, Spaceballs versus Beer Fest. That would have been tough too. Yeah, so it's just a classic. I mean, you know, there's just so many great quotes. You know, it's super, part of me feels like it's super underrated, like Beer Fest is. Like, people don't talk about it as much as they do other comedies of that generation.
Anything
like,
Broken Lizard is...
Yeah,
it's always gonna be, like...
Right?
Like because people, it's more indie film.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, if we hadn't discovered the stupidity of Super Troopers and given a chance to Beerfest. Like, no one, like, if we never had just accidentally discovered that they made a movie called the Beerfest, we never would have, like, you know, had watched it.
That one summer.
That one summer.
Every other weekend.
Pretty much every weekend while we were drinking.
And this is before Google, and we had to find liquor stores that would sell kegs. It was great. Good times.
Oh, I blame that for a lot of
things. We have to do a Broken Lizards, like, episode.
Yeah, we can do that. Because, you know, us, we support them.
Yeah.
And we'd love to see them make more movies.
Please.
All right. Next round. Not next round. Next bracket. Bracket, sorry.
Bracket.
Next matchup. There's Something About Mary, which I know Dennis had said he'd seen in passing a couple of times. So it might be the obvious. Against Dodgeball.
Oh. Oh, that's actually really tough, actually.
Huh. Who is it tough?
For me? Dodgeball.
I was like, for Dan, I don't know the answer.
Oh. You know what? Oh.
Wait, name me a quote. Say a quote from Something About Mary.
No, I can't call him.
Okay.
Wolf. I already got in trouble for that one.
Exactly. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Are you Brett Faulkner?
Are you doing it in that voice, though?
Wait, isn't that the guy from Tropic Thunder, the voice you're using?
You're right. You don't go full.
Simple.
Simple Jack.
Simple Jack.
Mr. Bun Jack.
You know what? I'm not trying to be contrarian to Dennis, but I love Something About Mary. It was one of the first, like, rated R comedies that I saw growing up, and it's just got a spot in my heart because of how absurd and how, like, it was one of those great, like, comedies, but it's also, like, a underdog story, and it was so ridiculous the way that it went and all of the different, like, twists and, like, weird turns, and I loved it. I loved it. It spoke to me then, and it's still good now, I think.
I hate you guys because I thought you would, like... Help me not.
Choose between your two children. Choose between your two children.
Like, Dodgeball is... You could take out all the dialogue of that movie and just show people throwing stuff at Justin Long. It'd be the greatest movie
of all. Which, by the way, I don't know if we talked about this before. I still think Justin Long is in Transformers.
Yeah, you remember talking about that, remember? He's like, Justin Long, Shia LaBeouf. That's not Justin Long, right? dang, but Something About Mary was literally the first time I got carded to go into a rated R movie.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I'm 18.
I can see this.
I can watch it. Technically, I'm 17, but man, they're both on TV all the time. I can't help but watch them all the time.
Which Ben Stiller did you like?
That's why. It's like, is it evil Ben Stiller? Or is it like... I gotta go Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I liked everybody's performance in
Even
Dodgeball.
Favreau.
No, in Dodgeball, except for Vince Vaughn. I don't know why, I just didn't like Vince Vaughn. I guess that's the character he was playing, but, like, everybody else from, like, Joe's was such a great character, and Vince Vaughn was so boring.
Even Pirate Steve.
Yeah, like, Steve the Pirate was hot. Like, hot.
Wow.
End that part.
Freudian slip right there.
So anyways, Something About Mary.
Shout out to you, Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
That was him, right?
Okay. This was this. Yeah.
He was Wart.
Yeah, he gets to play everybody. Here you go, Dan. Zoolander versus Kingpin.
Oh. Tough. You know what? No.
Zoolander.
Yeah, I was going to say Zoolander. Too. I forget which movie you talked about earlier, but Kingpin to me was one of those that everybody said it was going to be funny. I saw it. It was okay. It was okay. That was a follow-up movie to Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Creators,
no,
right?
Yeah. Or no. Well, it was a follow-up to Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yes,
in between.
Yes.
So, why did I have so many freaking Fairly Brothers movies?
Hey,
so
you
know my type of movie.
Yeah, they had a good run, but you know, Kingpin. It was. I think it's kind of what Dennis was saying earlier. I'm not super against it, but that was one of those like mean comedies. Like I didn't really feel how like mean they were being to the that giant dude, the Amish dude that was.
Randy Quaid.
Yes, Randy Quaid's character. So I'm like, I guess it's funny if you like that kind of comedy, but that wasn't for me. So Zoolander for sure, hands down.
Yeah, it's fun. It's you know, it's simple.
It's silly. It's got silly. Cool. It's again quotable. I think we keep saying that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You googly.
Gasoline fight, you know?
Wake me up before you go.
Orange Mocha Frappuccino.
No.
Alright. Happy Gilmore versus Grandma's even, Boy.
We're still in the
same we're still in the first round.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
No, we're not. Happy Gilmore versus Grandma's Boy.
Wow, okay. This is the first time I'm actually really, really torn.
Okay, let me help then. I'm going to go with Happy Gilmore. Again, Grandma's Boy. Funny, but I think kind of like, I don't know, like you guys, but I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it on Comedy Central. Piecemeal. So part of me feels like maybe I'm missing out on like the full-on rated R version. So maybe I'm missing out on that. But for that alone, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with the first choice.
Just to make sure that Harold actually has to make a decision.
That's earnest pay.
I think I'm going to earn his pay indeed. I don't know. It's a sin to even say consider not saying Happy Gilmore. But there's just certain scenes there, especially... I always call her Betty White, but it's a different...
A Sandy Duggan?
Yeah, it's a different old lady. That's always in the movies. But her, you know, when they got drugged, you know, that whole scene was hilarious. And her playing terribly, like trying to pretend like she knows how to use a controller while she's trying to beat, the boss there with video games. It's one of those things where I can't help. It's really dumb. It's really stupid, but I think it's hilarious. And so I'm gonna go with Grandma's Boy.
I gotta go happy. Just because it's like Billy Madison was, you know, Sandler's first movie, but like Happy Gilmore for me was the first movie where it's like I'm following Sandler to like forever. But Grandma's Boy rated R version, literally I was like, Dennis, you gotta watch this movie. And I do that a lot. I did that for Beerfest. I did it for, I forgot, other movies. Eurotrip, which I should have put in here.
Oh.
But I always force Dennis to watch these stupid movies that we end up like loving. But yeah,
worst twins ever,
dude. Shout out to Eurotrip and the people who went on one. Let's see, Team America, World Police,
F yeah,
versus Old School.
I have to tell you, I really couldn't get into Old School. There was something about that movie. It was funny, I guess. But it wasn't my cup of tea. And this was like, Team America was the peak, like South Park.
You're right.
And, they were on their game. It was their first movie. And it was just ridiculous to see, like, really badly done puppets, doing...
How all,
like,
dare you? They were wonderfully made.
Doing, like, the action scene. Yeah. And, like, really racist, really terrible... accents. I mean, that's when they were like, daka, daka, daka.
And everyone was, that's why I always go, no me gusta, no me gusta. That's the only words that they get.
Sorry. I'm going to go with Team America.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you know what? I'll call it what it is. Groundbreaking, the way that Park and the other guy made World Police. But I'm going to have to go with Old School.
Who's Park?
He means Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Thank you. Okay. Matt Stone and Park. Like, yeah, Park.
That was a Korean guy? Yeah,
that was the bad guy in Team America.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm going to have to go with Old School. The peak of those guys. And I think that was Will Ferrell's first major role. And just a really fun movie again. As memorable as World Police was, I think Old School is just going to have to... eke him out this time around. So tiebreaker goes to Harold.
I really hate that you guys don't like
things. You should have not made it so close.
That's the fun of the brackets here. As much as I love Old School, Team America is on another level of... It's a musical, which we know we love. It's a really bad political movie. And it's just hilarious. And... I hadn't laughed that hard at a scene until that one first XA scene. I don't know what we're censoring on this podcast anymore. But, you know, like that whole, the fact that it was like 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. So awkward. It's like, dude, this thing is not going to end, is it? And it just kept on going. And it's like, I think it's the, you know, that whole absence makes the heart grow fonder, and I haven't seen it in a few, I hadn't seen it in a few years. And I saw it like last year, and I was like, oh my gosh, this movie is the funniest, like the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. So
I think you just don't like Vince Vaughn.
I love him. He's on this thing, but like, I think,
how dare you say Vince Vaughn was terrible in Dodgeball?
I know. And in Old School. Come on, man.
No, he was great in Old School. You know, the whole him holding the rings while smoking a cigarette is life goals.
One day, man.
Hold it.
One day. You're gonna do that muscle up, Harold, with a cigarette in your hand.
All right. I finally get to use my name in a bracket, and that is Harold and Kumar go to White Castle versus, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but The Hangover.
Yes.
Yes.
So a stoner movie versus a drunken movie.
Okay. For this one, I'm going to have to go veer right or left, whatever, and put on my Asian Am hat, and I'm going to go with Harold and Kumar. Just because, A, yes, it was funny. Yes, it was a stoner movie, but it was one of the few comedies with two Asian American leads. So it's like, hey, props to you guys. And it made a good amount of money, made a lot of people laugh, the few that were in that theater when I saw it. So I'm going to have to go with that over,
The Hangover.
Hangover, again, not to be, again, put on my humanities hat, but it's like, it's a bunch of white boys getting drunk again, you know, and having a sordid weekend in Vegas. So I was like, it's been done.
But the bad guy was Asian.
That's true. I know. It's like, exactly. So one more point against The Hangover. And they made fun of Mike Tyson's tiger. Come on, man.
I find it funny that Lewis is offended by the fact that it's a stoner movie. I'm really proud of you. So, for me, damn it, that's a really good one. Because for the longest time, I didn't watch The Hangover. And then when I watched it, it just so happened that the third one had come out. I had to watch all three of them because the Wolfpack was amazing. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Harold and Kumar.
Oh, okay.
Two things that I've always wanted to do. One was get so wasted that I was going to go get food. crave food like that. Same reason why I always like half-baked, because I was like, I wonder how that would be. And the other one was the fact that they went and found White Castle. I've been able to do one of them. I've actually been able to
go to White Castle.
I went to White Castle. It was tasty. Like, I didn't get as much as they did, but, you know, like, I think at least, like, got 5 of those really tiny sandwiches. Yeah. And yes, you know, I had, like, a big soda and everything. I was just like, at one point, I was, I think it was Kumar who just, like, took the one of them and just, like, stuffed it in his mouth.
One bite.
Is it possible? Yes. Yes, it is. So, life goals reached at least half of it. So, I will go with Harold and Kumar.
Oh, and the career resurgence of NPH.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's what I was going to point out. And for me, the point was going to go for Harold and Kumar just because they had... like their ultimate mixtape, and it was Hold On by
Wilson Phillips.
Real quick, NPH, was that movie before How I Met Your
Mother? Yeah, that's how he got the role.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, cool.
Because they didn't know he could play that kind of douchey guy.
Okay.
And then I was like, yeah. He's like, because no one ever, like, his only roles was Doogie Howser.
Yep.
And, you know, Starship Troopers.
And I love the fact that he was.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That's true. I totally forgot.
And Undercover Brother, but yeah.
That was a good movie, too.
I need to put Undercover Brother in here somewhere.
It has to be part two, man.
All right, let's just include it. No, Step Brothers.
How long is this?
We're almost halfway there.
And then we still have to go through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why the next round we just go 1-1. Oh, no. Okay. So Step Brothers versus Half-Baked.
Oh. Half-Baked. I love that movie. For some reason.
Yeah.
One reason... Funyuns!
Funyuns, man! I'm gonna go with Half-Baked 2 for bleep you, you're cool, bleep you, I'm out!
Hey.
And any movie with Dave Chappelle and that guy. He was a bit role player in the first season of Chappelle, right? I can't remember his name, no. though, but yeah, that guy.
Oh, Guillermo Diaz, yeah.
Yes.
South Park the movie
versus... You can't even say the second one.
Mean Girls.
Oh.
No.
No matter what.
No matter what. Like, I love Mean Girls. I've watched Mean Girls. It's actually... But South Park the movie was perfect. It is the perfect movie. You have like musical that was like, I'm surprised they have not, like, I've never said this to somebody. They need to make South Park the music a musical. Mm-hmm. Like an actual
musical. I think that's why they did the whole like Book of Mormon thing, right?
Is because yeah,
they
had it is because it was of them, an excuse for them. I wish they could have just taken that because it was amazing. Like yeah. During that time, you know, people were kind of that was, I wouldn't say that the South Park was in decline, but South Park was already out there. You know, it wasn't as offensive. It wasn't as, you know, charged anymore. And then all of a sudden they had this and everybody thought it was a joke. And then from the very first moment where they started singing, you know, about the town, mm-hmm. and it was, Something about it was the quality of the music. It was actually really, really singable and
oh yeah,
there's Canada, of course.
there's that part kind of like you know Les Miserables thing where at the very end where like all like 3-4 songs and it's always amazing for musicals where
medley.
You have the medley and they're able to actually join together and it made sense. I'm like, oh my God! These guys are geniuses, and you know the one joke that everybody gets to do is the butt four.
You're gonna say it,
and you have to say it the same way. It's for pooping silly.
So Dennis's answer is obvious.
Yes, so he's gonna go lose. You know what? I loved South Park too, but. I think I'm gonna go with Mean Girls. I think I'm gonna be difficult and say Mean Girls was one of those weird cultural phenomenon because you don't see a lot of female-led comedies, female-led movies, period. And it was a great ensemble cast and a lot.
Period.
Of- Sorry, my wife listens to this. Man, come on. So I'm gonna have to go with Mean Girls. Ironically, she hasn't seen Mean Girls. I just realized.
She's supposed to borrow it from me.
Yeah. Because, yeah, anyway. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Mean Girls. So, Harold.
Just for that, I'm going to go with Mean Girls. No, let's be honest. South Park is, like Dennis said, pretty much perfect. I can't even, yeah,
South Park.
a better ending for a movie, there has not been.
Kyle's mom is a big fat bleep.
Yeah. It's just shut your thing, uncle. Like, bleeper. So, okay, we can go into stories about this later because it's going to take us a long time. But let's just say when that movie came out, we had a FOSA retreat because, you know, we were in FOSA. And
that's a Filipino-American Student Association.
Yeah, so we were actually had to be students to be in it, apparently. But yeah,
and this is what we got from for graduating.
Yeah,
our own podcast.
We recreated songs from the thing. So there's my Ace Ventura moment. Okay, all right. So the 40-year-old virgin versus wedding singer.
Wow!
Wow! 40-year-old virgin is up there for me with Something About Mary, where I can't watch it, like. I honestly have not been able to watch the 40-year-old virgin because it's too painful for me. So,
can his hair ripped off?
Exactly. Like, I'll try it, and then I'll just get to a point where, like, I can't believe they were able to top this. Like, oh, I can't believe they were able to top this uncomfortable moment. It just keeps on going and going and going. And so, I said, that for me, just because of that, I'm going to have to go with Wedding Singer. Aside from the fact that the Wedding Singer is one of the, I think, best Sandler movies. It's the first time you have Drew Barrymore, there. And it's the first time you actually really cared, at least for me, that you really cared about the character. It's not just Adam Sandler being goofy or being like an idiot or, you know, something wrong with him. It's just this guy who just wants love, can't find it. And he, you know, it's a great love story. You know, the song, Grow Old With You is still a classic song. And it's It's funny. We always joked around here about how the 80s, I kind of got lost because I was in the Philippines. And so, but like all these songs, like all the songs there, because of that movie, like I was able to really appreciate even more.
Okay, you know what? I'm with Dennis on this one. Both of them, actually, I'm glad you spoke first because both movies, yeah, it is, they're both stories about dudes that are hard up on love, trying to find it in the weirdest wrong places. But I think, yeah, Wedding Singer just ekes out 40-year-old virgin a little bit more because of, yeah, it showed Sandler's maturity, like his storytelling was getting a little better. And yeah, the soundtrack, so much better. So yeah, I'm going to go with Wedding Singer.
Okay. Borat versus Ghostbusters.
Ooh, first Ghostbusters?
Which one?
Original
Ghostbusters. Borat was weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just the context of when I watched it, but it was one of those horrible moments when I saw it in, like, I think we saw it at home.
Oh, man.
During, like, a Christmas or New Year's party around family. So I couldn't really enjoy the whole movie for what it was. So, and not to mention Ghostbuster is a classic, so I'm going to go with Ghostbuster in this one.
I'm confused, because I never considered Ghostbusters to be a comedy. Is that what it's...
It's supposed to be... I think it's funny.
No, it's funny. That's true. But
the main... You think the main...
The main thing, I thought it was... always thought it was like a sci-fi horror movie. So...
a sprinkle of jokes.
Yeah. Just because it's Harold Ramis and,
Bill Murray.
Peter Venkman.
Yes.
So, just to preserve the idea that it's comedy, and I love Ghostbusters, but I don't personally see it as comedy. I'm going to go with Borat.
Okay. Yeah, in terms of laughs, Borat, I think, is funnier than Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is a great movie, classic.
Oh, amazing
movie. Obviously. But for laughs and the fact that I watched it in theaters with people seeing naked people, Borat. So, okay, just a couple more. Tropic Thunder versus The Naked Gun. Original Naked Gun. So,
I think
Simple Jack.
To you, Simple Jack. Thanks. Thanks, jerk.
Dude, you need to cosplay as Simple Jack one day.
Jeez, dude. Wow.
You don't even need false teeth, friend.
Jesus. No, you have to cosplay as Ben Stiller cosplaying when he's captured. So, like, the full bad makeup.
Okay, you know, yeah, I think you guys answered it for me. I'm going to go with Tropic Thunder 2. Just because of how, like, ridiculously absurd that whole movie was. And Tom Cruise. So, you know, it's like, yeah, there you go. So, Tropic Thunder for me.
Which, by the way, I didn't recognize Tom Cruise
yeah.
until the very, very end when he started credits. Dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dirty Dancing, got it. Dirty Dancing. What's the name of that movie? Where he
Risky
does
Business?
Risky Business, there you go. Different movie. Ooh, tough one.
Because Naked Gun does have O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, like, he's the Chris Benoit of movie stars.
Is it Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Is his name? I'm going to go with Naked Gun. Just because of Leslie Nielsen, I think he's a comic genius.
Yeah.
And... There's something about that movie. It was painful to watch, you know, because it is like physical and embarrassing, you know, scenarios and parts of it. But I loved his character, how bumbling he was, so much so that I still think I would watch that over Tropic Thunder. Yeah. There you go.
My vote is for The Naked Gun.
Okay.
They're great movies, but yeah, Leslie Nielsen, yeah. Okay.
Hold on. Was it Tom Cruise? What the hell's wrong with me?
Ben Stiller?
No.
O.J. Simpson?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr. playing in an African-American.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you changing your answer?
No. just in my head... Like, I still can't believe they were able to get away.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true.
And then he got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. Which and Nappy's getting paid $8 million a movie. Eight. Or more, right? It's like $8 million a minute.
40 million. This is Wayne's World versus Bill and Ted.
Wow. Wayne's World versus Bill and Ted. I'm going to go with Bill and Ted. The only thing that I can... No, that's a lie. Because I was going to say the only thing I can remember is the Bohemian Rhapsody scene. But... Get back to me. Go ahead, Liz.
You know what? I'm going to go with Wayne's World. I'm going to go with Wayne's World just because of... actually, ironically, Bohemian... Bohemian Rhapsody. And just a lot of the sight gags and, you know, did that one introduce to your career?
More than Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go. I'm going to go with Wayne's World on this one.
What was the second one? Bill and Ted. Damn it, I can't believe how hard this is.
That's what she said.
Schwing.
See? Which movie did you just quote?
Exactly. But we just talked about Bill and Ted being the... Well, actually, they
have... You guys have no idea that we
talked about. Yeah, but we talked about Bill and Ted in a lost episode. And I talked about how good that movie is in terms of, like, the time travel aspect of it. But seeing Napoleon, you know, in the water park, seeing Joan of Arc doing aerobics, knowing that after she goes home and teaches the French... She dies because of religious matters. That got dark really quickly. So, yes, Wayne's World.
Right. The last one of round one. Airplane versus Office Space. Okay.
Airplane for this guy.
Oh, but Office Space, fudge. I thought, you know, I was talking about a while ago how I can relate to certain things. Can't you relate to Office Space?
I know, you're right. Yeah, Office Space is just too close to home.
Although you did work for...
I was never in a plane, man. Okay, I worked for the airport. I never had food poisoning on a plane.
Did you ever see snakes?
There were dead bodies in one of the terminals. I'm sorry.
Well, that got dark.
Well, come on. What is her name? Talking to the African Americans in like their lingo.
Oh yeah, jive. It's the jive.
is that the same one where there's that girl that was like talking about her like she didn't want to die without having had relationships?
Oh, that was in part two.
That was part two. Never mind.
Part one.
Then no, I don't.
Part one had Kareem.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Murdoch, whatever.
Wait, is he the Chris Benoit also, or
Kareem? He's fine.
He's fine.
Oh, man. Office Space does. Yeah, totally relatable. But just for personal reasons, I'm going to have to go with Airplane. Just much more gags and ridiculous stuff. I still, to this day, I have a drinking problem whenever I spill water on myself or whenever I see somebody spill water.
I'm going to go with Office Space. Just because of, again, certain scenes, but every so often I think of, I still say the stapler.
You see my stapler?
It's my stapler.
They moved me again. They bring this fight down.
So I'm going with Office Space.
Tiebreaker.
That's kind of an easy one for me is I've seen Office Space so many times it stopped being funny, I guess.
Really? Okay.
But... I've seen Airplane more and it's still funny.
True.
Just because, like, you don't care less about the storyline, but the side gigs are, you know, some of the most original things I've ever seen, so.
Again, movies you can't ever recreate ever again.
No.
Roger.
You should leave those well enough alone.
You wanna keep going? Which, by the way, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's just finish it.
Yeah, that's what she said?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of that's what she said. All right, sorry.
So speed round.
Not really. Now that we've got our explanations out of the way, mm-hmm. Now you can just go. Yeah, yeah. All right. So Dumb and Dumber versus Something About Mary.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
All right, cool.
Oh, wow. B&D.
Yeah, that easy. Zoolander versus Team America.
Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. Harold and Kumar versus Half-Baked.
Weed. The winner is Weed.
The winner is the dealer.
El Chapo.
It's still funny. I don't know. It's still funny to me that like Dennis loves these stoner movies, has never taken a drug in his life.
I'm going to go with Half-Baked. No. Sorry. Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
Oh, okay. That'd be South Park versus...
South Park.
Monty Python.
South Park.
Monty Python.
Dang it.
South Park.
On your Harold.
South Park.
You created these brackets.
This is a mistake. Oh, man.
Monty Python was too lazy to actually find... Like, that's
there was
like,
no ending?
That's
the whole point of the movie.
That's the ultimate, that's like, Deus Ex Machina.
It's super dead. It's like random cops.
Let's go out here. But yeah, South Park and the whole... Going Super Saiyan. Yeah. Cartman going Super Saiyan because he's saying bad words. Bad words that I love to repeat. Anchorman versus Happy Gilmore.
Which, by the way, what did you say? I
said South Park.
And South Park, okay. Yeah. Anchorman versus?
Happy Gilmore.
Ooh, Happy Anchorman. Gilmore.
Oh.
We need to do that. We go 1, 2, 3.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, there you go.
On the next one. Because you've already done this, but like, dang it, I hate you guys. Anyway, sorry, gonna make it quick. All right, ready?
Call me.
Wedding Singer versus Borat.
1, 2, 3.
Wedding Singer.
Right.
Ah,
yeah, that was gonna be a wash.
Okay, so far, we won't do 1, 2, 3 all the time if it's like really good.
Okay. Naked Gun versus Wayne's World.
1, 2, 3.
Wayne's World.
Okay. All right, and we have Airplane versus Beer Fest.
Ooh. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Airplane.
Beer Fest. I just said Beer Fest. I did say Beer Fest.
You said Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
Beer Plane.
Air Fest.
Air Fest.
Say Beer Plane?
Dang, that sounds like the best movie ever. The Beer Plane. I'm telling you guys, out in Hollywood, we got the ideas.
We got the ideas, man.
Just gotta hire us. Ah, man. I gotta go Airplane. It's
Kobe.
It is. Airplane is my Kobe. Okay? Dumb and Dumber versus Zoolander.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3.
Zoolander. Dumb and Dumber. Getting tougher now. Getting tougher.
Getting hurt.
Third round.
It's pretty good, sir.
Quarterfinals, man. It's on you, H.
Dumb and Dumber. I love Zoolander, but like, Dumb and Dumber just... So bad. Our pet's heads are falling off.
You're telling me there's a chance?
Harold and Kumar versus South Park.
Wait, did we... Is this...
I picked Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, no.
This is the semifinals.
Oh, right. Semifinals already. Which one again?
Harold and Kumar versus South Park.
One.
Sorry, the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals.
Okay. So, Harold and Kumar. me and Kumar...
Uh-huh.
South Park.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Harold and Kumar.
Hate you guys.
Choose your alliance, man.
Which, by the way, you notice he has not chosen one of mine yet.
I know.
Well, the first rounds he did.
Yeah, like now we're kind of Kobe. Like South Park. I love Harold and Kumar, but like, yeah. All right. Anchorman versus Wedding Singer.
Oh,
all right.
Ooh.
1, 3.
1, 2, 3. Wedding Singer.
Listeners, we are not rehearsing this.
This is exactly how things. This is how I wanted things to go because this is better content.
This is Harold the Chick.
Dude, this is okay. This is my Waterloo. Anchorman versus Wedding Singer.
Oh, sorry.
Oh man. Anybody got a coin real quick?
Oh. Start singing ABBA, dude.
Anchorman.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's hates you this.
That one had to be... That one had to go. Wayne's World, Airplane.
1, 3?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Airplane. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Semifinal. Dumb and Dumber versus South Park.
1, 2, 3.
Dumb and Dumber. On you. You gotta earn your dinner, man.
Dumb and Dumber. Oh! I mean,
Kobe. Kobe,
that's what I'm saying. That's where he goes. Anchorman versus Airplane.
Okay. Wait, one time?
Anchorman, Airplane.
Which letter A?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Anchorman. South Park.
Stupid. This guy's still going.
Here's the best running joke we have. Yeah, I know.
We're going to do the 2025 bracket.
Kobe!
I went with one. I went with Anchorman.
I went with South Park.
Dennis, okay, it is.
Hold on. Anchorman and who?
Airplane.
And Airplane. I will go Airplane.
Airplane. All right. And this is the finals. Dumb and Dumber. South Park. Versus Airplane.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Airplane.
Oh.
There you go. Well, just out of curiosity, what would you have chosen?
Airplane.
Okay.
Because I was expecting that's the number one seed on both sides. Because Airplane's number one, I think. Oh, no, actually. But I love Dumb and Dumber.
Uh-huh.
Because I had never laughed so hard in a movie that I cried for the first time. Because I watched that back-to-back with The Lion King.
So I was crying in two movies. For totally different reasons.
And then Airplane was literally the first thing I ever knew that was called comedy.
Yeah.
And there's a shot of boobs for a second.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Obviously, I never watched the...
You watched the cable version.
Yeah. So that was pretty fun, guys.
All right.
It was great to hear, you know, like, how, even though there's, like, they're all supposed to be just be comedies, but, you know, we always have, like, different takes on what we find a little bit funnier than the others. So.
Yeah, you know what else is funnier?
South Park the Musical.
So that is it for us. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Let us know if you guys decide or, you know, you guys believed. I can't talk.
Or agreed with it.
Agreed. There you go.
Yeah, if you guys want a copy of the bracket, we can always set that up on our website.
Yeah.
Or we can put it on Facebook. And, you know, and let us know. You know, one way for you to be able to actually interact with us. And I'm pretty sure we're going to do a poll sometime. I'm just going to put Kobe.
You have to decide for Dennis, which is the Hall of Famer.
and I'm going to at least win one. You know? So that's it for us today. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed it. As usual, this is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. If you want to reach us, we do have our website, twofanboys1casual.com, and
on Facebook, you can find us, Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Just plug it in the search bar. Every time the podcast goes live, we will post it there, and any other fun links and articles that we find online, that's where we'll share them.
And both on Instagram and Twitter, at twofanboys1casual.
That's it for us today. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
Harold.
South Park.